Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And Bryce Miller sets franchise history tonight in Oakland. He becomes the first pitcher in Mariners history with 10 strikeouts in his major league debut and only the 30th pitcher in the history of the game. What an electric debut for the 24-year-old from Texas, Bryce Miller, tonight in Oakland.
Bryce Miller and some history for the Mariners. He has been sensational at the start of his Mariners career. And today on Mariners Pod, we're going to get to know Bryce Miller a little bit better. That start against the A's, he struck out 10 in six innings of work, just one run, no walks. And then yesterday, great again against the Astros, six innings again, two hits again, this time no runs, one walk and five strikeouts. So the Mariners get a series win against the Astros. Boy, a roller coaster ride of a series, so frustrating in the first game and I guess seven innings. But the Mariners turn it around. A big seven-run eighth inning with two outs. They break through against the Astros and Montero. The Mariners get game two. And then yesterday, Bryce Miller helping lead the Mariners to a series win against the Houston Astros after sweeping aside the A's and winning that final game against Toronto. Mariners on a nice run as the Texas Rangers come to town tonight. A big series for the Mariners before another long road trip, but nice stretch of ball certainly for the Seattle Mariners right now. As for Bryce Miller, off to a fine start. Rick Riz and I had a wide-ranging conversation to get to know the newest Mariners starter. We started the conversation, he was new to Major League Camp this year, so just getting his thoughts and kind of being around the Major League team and other pitchers for the first time.
Main thing, you know, overall, I've just been trying to, you know, get to know the older guys, get to know the guys I've been watching on TV for the last couple of years, and kind of, you know, take what I can from them and see how they go about their day, you know, day in, day out, and, you know, learn little bits and pieces from all of them.
When we talked last year, you had just started throwing a sweeping slider, and you junked your curveball, you went two sliders. Are things still evolving for you at this point, or are you pretty settled in with kind of your arsenal?
No, I mean, I think every time I go out, you know, I kind of learn more about the sweeper. It's still, you know, a relatively new pitch, but it's definitely getting better. I'm getting more comfortable with it. It's something that I'm trying to push to be more horizontal with it, less depthy. So that's kind of something I've been focusing on recently. But overall, you know, everything feels pretty good. I think we're right where we need to be.
How do you do that? Do you change the grip on the ball to make it go one way or the other?
It's the same grip. It's more of just where I'm at release, how it comes off the middle finger. You know, sometimes it's more curveball. Like if I get too far in front of it, then it's, you know, too much depth. I'm trying to push horizontal. So it's tough because I'm trying to throw it as hard as I can and make it go
side. Get away from the bat.
Yeah, but we're getting there.
On the major league side, we've seen a lot of collaboration, right, on new pitches. Like last year, everyone started throwing the two-seamer essentially in the rotation. How much collaboration and conversation is there where you've been between starters about stuff and pitches and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, we all talk. We all kind of throw different. So it's like, for me, I can take stuff from everybody, really, but I have to, you know, decide what I think is going to help me out the best. And like last year, Kirby started throwing that two seam, and I don't know. He just kind of picked it up and threw it. I've never thrown a two seam, so it's, you know, you never know. Every now and then, you can just, one guy might say something that really clicks, and that's why, you know, if you go into it being like, oh, I don't, you know, this guy, I don't throw like him, so I'm not gonna get nothing from him. Then, you know, you might miss out on something. So, I try to talk to everybody and see what they got. If they have something, you know, I'll take it. If I don't like it, then whatever. But
the young guys have had so much success over the last couple of years. Logan Gilbert, George Kirby. What kind of impact does that have on you as one of the top young pitchers to move forward in this organization?
It's good to see. It's cool to watch them. Just knowing that they were in the same spot as me, you know, a couple of years ago. I think if I go out and continue to pound the zone and be healthy and throw how I know I'm supposed to, then, you know, things should work out pretty well. Yeah. But, yeah, it's definitely, you know, seeing them come from here to where they are now just in a short time span, it's definitely – it's good to see.
Let's talk about where you were at last year. You made, I think, one start at Modesto, and then you were called up right away. And then you went to Everett, or was it the other way around, and you wound up in Arkansas?
Yeah, I was in Everett for a couple months. I had to go down to Fresno for a week, but then back to Everett and then over to Arkansas for I think I had 50 or so innings in Arkansas. So, yeah.
What was it like moving up right away within the organization like that and only your second year of pro ball? What did you learn from the experience last year?
Honestly, I didn't really notice much of a difference between high A and double A. I think, once again, for me, as long as I do what I'm supposed to do, things work out. I usually have good results whenever I'm in the zone. Yeah. The only time I would get into trouble last year would be it would be like I kind of forced it. Like I fell behind in a count and just went middle or something. That's when, you know, I'd get hit. But really overall, like between even – I think low A to high A, there's more approach. You know, low A, you kind of have a lot of young guys that are on swing. And then high A to double A is really about the same, I think. You got a little more approach as well. Yeah. But for me, it was really all the same. Just go out and do what I'm supposed to do, and things worked out.
For people that have never seen you pitch, how would you describe your fastball to them?
It's a high-spin fastball from a low vertical approach angle, which it's got pretty high vertical break, not much horizontal. Just going to throw it as hard as I can, be at the top of the zone and, you know, let it eat. But I like to – it's definitely my favorite pitch. I like to challenge with it. If I fall behind, just throw it, especially, you know, 0-2, 1-2, get it at the top and see what happens. But, I mean, every time I throw it, I just throw it as hard as I can.
Yeah, it's a good pitch. Yeah. High school, college, now the pros. When did the velocity start to come around for you as a kid?
I always threw hard. I didn't start throwing in high school till my senior year. Pitching-wise, I played outfield. And, you know, I always threw hard from the outfield, so I ended up pitching my senior year. I think I was like 89 up to 91 or something. And then my freshman year, that was my first year focusing on pitching, learning more about my body and stuff. I did first year doing driveline, like the weighted balls. And that year I was usually like 92, 93. I think I was up to 96 that year. But really every year I've gotten better. Velocity's increased every year. And I think that's just come with throwing more and gaining weight and learning my body more. But like even this year, I think on average I'm ahead of where I was last year.
Whose brilliant idea was it to send you to the mound, your high school baseball coach, or was that your idea?
It was kind of a mutual thing. The year before we had both of our pitchers were seniors, so we didn't have much coming back. So I was like, yeah, you know, I threw when I was like 12, so I get on there.
In the scheme of things, yeah, you haven't been a starter for all that long. How much do you feel like you're still learning every time you take the mound as a starter?
No, I think, you know, every time I go throw, I get better. I learn something. My freshman year, I closed. Sophomore year, I was a bullpen guy. Junior year, I closed. And then my last year at A&M, I started, but it was still a weird year. And, you know, so this past year was my first full season starting all year. And, you know, we're still learning every time I go out, but definitely getting better.
Who's got the better blonde hair, you or Taylor Dollard?
his is a little more blonde than mine.
On the bleachy side.
Yeah. I don't think his is natural. I don't think he came like that.
Okay, so do you have the best mustache in camp?
I got to, right?
I think so.
I mean, I will say whenever Isaiah Campbell, when he shaves the sides and he just goes stash, yeah, it's a quality stash. But he's been going full beard lately, so. He I can't give him credit for it.
Visiting with Bryce Miller. You remind me of another young Texan who pitched for us, Mark Lowe. Born in Mount Pleasant. Not sure where that is. I spent 2 years in the minor leagues in Amarillo, Texas. Were you a Ranger fan or an Astro fan?
Houston. So Mount Pleasant, that's East Texas. I was born there, but we moved to New Braunfels, Texas when I was less than one. So I was in New Braunfels my whole life. And it's between San Antonio and Austin, about 20 minutes from San Antonio. But we're closer to Houston.
Okay.
And the other high school in New Braunfels, Lance Berkman went there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, growing up, seeing him with the Astros definitely helped sway me that way.
Who were your favorite players growing up as a kid?
Probably Berkman. Being a hometown guy. Watched a lot of him.
Are there any pitchers that you look at in today's game that, I don't know if model yourself after is the right word, but you're interested in watching how they go about it?
Throughout college, I watched a lot of Walker Buehler. Not a huge dude, and went out and threw gas and had a lot of success early. So I watched a lot of him. But right now, I honestly don't watch that much baseball right now because I'm at the field every day.
Yeah. You're kind of busy.
Yeah.
Well, you do end up watching a lot of baseball every day. It feels like you watch enough.
Mm-hmm. Just not on TV.
Do you have any teammates that try and imitate the Texas drawl?
Dollard does. His actually isn't that bad for a California boy.
So he's pretty good at it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
What's been your biggest moment so far on a baseball field? It could be going back to high school or college or, you know, in the minor leagues last year that really proved that you could take the next step and keep going.
Probably all of last year, kind of going into that year, even going into the draft, there was a lot of question marks on me, like as to whether or not I could start. And I think, you know, going into last year, that was still a question. And I always felt like I could do it. I just had to go prove it. And, you know, ended up with 26 or 27 starts last year and 130 innings. Finishing the year in Arkansas, I think my last start, I went 7, 14 Ks, one walk. And so finishing the year over 130 innings and still feeling strong at the end of the year was something that, you know, I was really happy about. Kind of led me into the off season, you know, just.
Yeah, feeling good.
Yeah.
Does it feel like you've validated the belief in yourself at this point?
I think I always knew that I was better than, like, the credit I was given. And I think it's just starting to all come together. It's starting to get more attention. And I think, you know, I still got a long ways to go, but people are starting to realize, you know, where we're at. So it's cool to see, but it's also, I'm not at the goal yet. We still got ways to go.
Hmm. Bryce, there's so many talented veteran guys on this pitching staff, you know, Luis Castillo and, my goodness, Robbie Ray winning the Cy Young Award a couple of years ago. Who's the one veteran that has kind of taken you under their wing there?
Honestly, I talked to Luis quite a bit. I like to talk to, like, Prelander, Baroa, and Juan Thin, and they're, you know, obviously they're always with Luis, and my Spanish isn't that great, but
it'll get better.
Yeah, I like talking to them and Munoz, and I like trying to learn more Spanish every day. If I'm around it and talk it more, then, you know, it helps. But yeah, Luis, this is really the first year I've talked to, you know, veteran pitchers that, you know, signed these big contracts. And, you know, from the outside, it's like you don't really know what to expect, like, when you talk to him. And, you know, he's extremely chill. Like, you wouldn't just talking to him, you'd have no idea that he has that status. So it's super cool.
When you're here and in the minors, various spots, what do you miss most about Texas?
I mean, being home, I don't know, it's just different. You know, being around friends and family and being close to the coast. We got land. My grandpa's got a ranch over in Del Rio, Texas. Being all over the place, I can't just go hunt whenever I want. So being back home, if I get bored, head to the coast, go duck hunt, or, you know, head to Del Rio, go mess around at the ranch. But that's probably the main thing.
Tell us a little bit about your family. Mom and dad, my mother was a huge baseball fan. My dad was as well. Brothers, sisters, Tell us about the Miller family.
Yeah, no, I'm a only child. It's all me. But my dad, he was a high school basketball coach. He coached pretty much all the sports through the years, but mainly basketball. That's what we were doing in Mount Pleasant. And then he moved, and he was actually the assistant coach at the other high school in New Braunfels for the, pretty much my whole time in high school. He did that. He did baseball. He did golf. He did football. But his main thing was basketball. And he didn't play much baseball growing up. He played more basketball and football. But and then my mom, she works at an accounting firm in San Marcos, Texas. So my dad's retired now, and they any chance they can come on and see me. But they got a chance to get out of work, come watch some baseball. They're all in on that.
Let's go back to draft day, just a couple of years ago out of Texas A&M. You said you went in the fourth round. What was that day like for you, and the anticipation of looking forward to starting your professional career?
Yeah, no, it was exciting. I got drafted my freshman year. And then junior year was the COVID year, and kind of went through the draft process again. So really in 21, that was like kind of my third time going through it. So I kind of knew more what to expect, but it's a mix between like excitement and like being nervous. 'Cause you don't know. I got drafted, and 2 days later I was headed to Phoenix, you know, and it's like, I could be going to Seattle or Miami or New York, who knows.
Right.
But it was definitely exciting. You know, whenever I got the call from my agent saying we're going to Seattle, I was like, honestly, I don't think I've seen any Seattle games, but I didn't know hardly anybody on the team. But I was excited, and you know, here we are, and I think you know, everything happens for a reason, and I've gotten tremendously better over this last year and a half, and I think we're still growing.
Yeah, it really hasn't been that long of a time, but how different are you as you look at yourself as a pitcher now compared to when you were drafted?
Mainly, I've learned a lot. One thing with Seattle is we use the analytics, you know, quite a bit, and it's really opened my eyes to trusting the stuff more, using the whole zone, and it helped out quite a bit, obviously, but going out and pitching, I think if you watch a game from my last year at A&M versus now, it's completely different, really. I mean, still got the fastball, but more confident in the cutter, and plus the new sweeper, and I don't think I ever threw any changeups for a strike at A&M, and now I every now and then toss them in there for a strike. So,
that's a great pitch.
So we're getting there. You know, it's like I said, every time I go out and throw, I'm still learning. I think that's kind of come with getting more innings and more time on the mound, you know.
So you call sweeper and your other – it's not a gyro slider, it's a cutter. Is that how you classify it?
It's a gyro slider. It's a gyro and a
okay.
sweeper. But it's,
but do you call it a cutter?
Yeah, like, just because it's easier to say cutter.
Or do you have
slider.
A cutter on top? Okay, I got
yeah.
it. Okay.
So it's really fastball, gyro slider, sweeper, mm-hmm. and then change up. But two sliders is hard to
yeah.
explain.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense. Thanks for taking all the time today. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
And if you're still around this far into the conversation, if you want to keep going, I talked to Bryce Miller last season as well when he was with Arkansas. I'll include that conversation here. It's on a previous Mariners pod as well, but I'll just tag it right here. That's some interesting stuff that wasn't covered in the conversation you just listened to, in case you wanted to keep on going.
The numbers kind of speak for themselves so far this year, but what's been the key to all the success on the mound? It's been really impressive to watch.
I think coming into this year, I just kind of came into it fully focused on believing in my pitches and believing in my stuff and just throwing the ball over the plate. And that's been the main thing I'm focused on. And whenever I throw the ball over the plate, I have the most success. And I've been able to do that pretty well so far. So I've been very happy with it, and hopefully can keep it rolling.
And it's kind of amazing to look at your journey, especially as a starter, because just in relative career time, you haven't spent that long as a starter. When did you first become a starting pitcher?
I didn't really start pitching until my senior year of high school. I played outfield and was a hitter most of my life, and my senior year, I ended up pitching because we needed a guy, and I could always throw pretty hard. So I gave it a shot, and I started all year that year, and did pretty good, had success. And then I ended up going to junior college, and was supposed to. We thought about playing both ways, outfield and pitch, but then for long I was just pitching. But I didn't start in college until my senior year, or my COVID junior year, my second junior year. That was my first year starting, and so really that was last year. But it was definitely an adjustment. But like I mean, I started in my high school, my senior year of high school, and you know it definitely took a little bit to get back into the swing of it, but. I think we're definitely getting there. So the year before I was closing and, you know, the draft got cut short because of COVID and stuff. And with me deciding to go back, one of the main reasons was so that I could start. We had lost our Friday and our Saturday guy the year before to the COVID draft. And so there was an opportunity to start, and I figured I could do it because I did have four pitches. So difficult to use four pitches as a closer, and I figured I could do it, and I had the opportunity to show that I could, and then that's how I ended up here. So
going back to your high school, is it true that you were the Unicorns? Was that your mascot?
Yeah, it's true. I believe we're the only unicorns in the country, I believe.
The true unicorn. That's so great. So were there unicorns like on your jerseys? They said unicorns?
Yeah. I think on my Instagram I have a couple pictures from high school, and it just says unicorns across our chest. So it's we were the mighty fighting unicorns. So pretty intimidating.
That's phenomenal. Just relative terms, you haven't been starting for that long. Do you still feel like that you kind of learning every time you go out, even at this point?
Yeah, for sure. I think every time I go out and pitch, I definitely learn more about pitching, and still have a long ways to go, but it's definitely starting to come along. I'm getting way more comfortable with it. You know, in college, I always, for some reason, last year in college as a starter, I always had an issue getting past the third inning. My third inning would always, I'd end up walking a guy or two and giving up a hit or two. But now I really haven't had much issue this year. So I think just being healthy and doing it for another year has helped a lot. And I've learned more about how to pace myself and not to get too worn out and all that. So there's definitely still more that I need to learn and stuff, but it's definitely coming along.
There's a video that I think caught everyone's attention in the offseason where you threw 100 in a bullpen. The first obvious question is, what is it like to throw 100 miles per hour?
I mean, that was always a goal of mine ever since junior college, I got up to 96, and so ever since then, for about the last 4 years, I've been trying to get up to triple digits, and I finally did. So it's definitely exciting. But it'd be a little different if I was closing this year. I think it'd be different just because I could come in and just absolutely let it eat. Mm. But as a starter, you know, I plan on going 5, 6, 7 innings. I got to kind of tone it back. I can't get too velo happy. So in the games, I try to kind of let it go, and that way I can be good for the whole game.
For people that have never seen you pitch, how would you describe yourself to them on the mound?
A lot of fastballs. The fastball heavy. The fastball has a lot of ride. Off the fastball, I have two sliders that I'm throwing now. I got rid of my curveball, so I'm going a gyro slider, which is kind of like a cutter is usually like 88 to 90. Mm. And then I have a sweeping slider that's 82, 85 that I just picked up like 4 weeks ago, and I've gotten extremely comfortable with it. And then off those three, I have a changeup that I mix in here and there. But my out pitch is going to be a fastball up, and if not off that, then it's going to be a slider down and away. So coming at you with all of it and trusting my stuff, and that's been what I've been going with this year. So hit my spots, and I should be in good shape.
I'm always fascinated when new pitches are picked up along the way. How did that process work for you, finding the new slider?
Honestly, whenever Matt Brash debuted, I was watching him throw, and I was like, geez, that his slider moves so much. And I was like, I feel like I could do that. And I know how he threw it. I'd seen a video on his grip and stuff, and I kind of tweaked it a little bit. And the next day, I just went out and I changed my grip a little bit and started throwing it, and it just worked. So I've been able to ride with that, and every week I've gotten better with it. So it's definitely, I'm definitely happy I decided to do that, because it's become a huge pitch for me.
Nice. How much did Texas A&M, pitching at Texas A&M, help you where you are now, pitching professionally? How much did that help get you where you are?
You know, I definitely would not be here without A&M and without Coach Childress and, you know, everybody that helped me along the way. But I think those 3 years at A&M helped me develop, and, you know, I was extremely raw coming out of junior college, and was pretty much fastball only. I had a slider that I was playing with, but through those years at A&M, I was just able to, you know, continue to gain velocity, get stronger, and, you know, trust more in my pitches. And I never really pictured myself playing at A&M in high school, and going up there and having success and throwing in the SEC was definitely something that made me realize that I definitely had a future in professional baseball. So A&M was a huge part of my success, and forever grateful for it.
Do you have a favorite moment in college?
I came in my sophomore year and threw the eighth inning against Texas in Austin. And that game was wild, but that was probably one of my favorite moments, just being a part of the rivalry. And it was a sellout. I think they had like their second or their highest attendance of a midweek game there that day. And it was a lot of fun. Came in the eighth and threw, and we ended up winning the game. So I'd have to go with that. Just, it's always a good time throwing against Texas, especially when you win.
Yeah, I bet. What was it like playing baseball growing up as a kid in Texas?
We did a lot of traveling, played a lot of weekends in the heat, but, you know, it was just a lot of fun playing around with all my buddies and just having a good time, but definitely hot and humid.
Yeah, no doubt. Did you have favorites growing up, favorite team, favorite players?
Yeah, I always grew up kind of an Astros fan. The high school down the street from me, they had Lance Berkman went to that high school, so he was probably one of my favorite players growing up. But these days I watch more of like Walker Buehler. He's been a guy that I've watched since he got out of Andy. But I kind of shifted to a pitcher being my favorite now, because I actually pitch. So
do you ever have any, I don't know, desire to hop back in the box and hit once in a while? Does that ever enter your mind?
Yeah, I want to. They don't ever let me, though. It'd be fun to go take some swings, but they won't let me.
Nice. So when I see your profile pictures, I see the mustache. I assume you're still rocking the mustache. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm still rocking it.
Nice. Is there a story behind it, or is it just a great look?
No, it's just I started it in college, and I've just rode with it. I feel like I got to keep it now. I don't even know. I feel weird without it.
Well, looking at the numbers, I feel like you have to keep doing whatever you're doing, including the mustache. I think that's the right approach.
Yeah. If I get into a slump or something, I'll have to switch it up, I guess. But right now we're rolling, so.
You know, it's interesting spending time in Everett, you know, so close to the big league club, pretty short drive. I mean, you're in the same media market. I mean, how aware are you just what's happening with the organization, you know, when Kirby makes his debut, watching that, just how aware being so close are you to everything Mariners?
It's definitely cool, you know, getting to see the city and all that. I've never been anywhere close to up here before about a couple months ago, but I keep up with the big league team quite a bit, just mainly because I got to know a lot of those guys through spring training and all that. So it's cool to see them get up there and Kirby get up there and have success and throw, but also because, you know, that's where I want to be. So I keep up with them and try to compare myself to the guys that are throwing right now. So it's definitely cool. I haven't made it out to a game yet, but I need to.
Yeah, you should definitely check it out. No doubt. When you think about the rest of the season, what's kind of your goal? What do you want to accomplish the rest of this season?
My main goal, you know, I think we're creeping up on the halfway mark. So if I can continue to have success, continue to trust my stuff, and, you know, get through the season healthy, this season will be the most innings I've thrown, you know, by far in a year. So if, you know, that's my main goal, is just stay healthy throughout the year and continue trusting in my stuff. And I believe, I mean, I'll continue to have success as long as I do. So that's the main thing. Get through the year healthy and see where it takes me.
How much you enjoy starting compared to bullpen?
I definitely enjoy starting, just because it's, you know, I get on a routine and I'm able to, I know what day I'm going to throw and I know what I need to do to prepare. Whereas closing or bullpen, it's like, I got to be ready to go every day and never really know if I'm going to throw or not. But on the other side of that, starting, you know, I only get to play once a week. So it's not as fun. And out of the bullpen, less pitches means I could let it eat a little more, but I've definitely grown to like starting a lot. So I'm glad to be starting, but I think if I was just going one inning, I could definitely blow it by some people, but
nice. Nice. Okay. So let's lay out this scenario. You've got an off day, no baseball. You can do anything you want. What are you doing on an off day?
I drug my clubs all the way up here from Texas, so I got to go try out some golf. I'm not the best golfer, but I feel like I have to, since I brought my clubs all the way up here.
I'm guessing you've had a weather adjustment with golf and baseball, Texas compared to the Northwest.
Yeah, usually it's like going out there to go golfing right now in Texas, it's like fighting the heat, got to drink a bunch of water. But here it's like, I mean, on a good day, the weather's nice and get to actually enjoy it. You know, coming from Phoenix, the weather was nice this winter, but
yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to golf much in the summer in Phoenix. It'd be 120, have a heat stroke.
That's right. Well, Bryce, thank you so much for taking the time today, and congrats on all the success. It's been super fun to watch everything you've done from afar, and we'll keep watching, and more success. Congratulations. We can't wait to talk again. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.